Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Yuma, Daf Yud Tes. The Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer, on Shmiras HaLashon, he quotes and lists many of the Lavin and the Essen that a person is Mevatel, or is Oiver, when he speaks Lashon Hara. And in the 12th Asay, he says, Val Kulam Oiver Bezeh Hazman Shal Sipur Lashon Hara Urechilos Al Mitzvah Asay Shal Limud HaTorah. There's a Mitzvah Asay of Limud HaTorah, and he brings from the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the mitzvah that a person is mevatel when he's speaking Lashon Hara is the mitzvah sase of v'shinyantam levonecha. And he explains because there's a chiyuv called rega v'rega to learn Torah. And when he's speaking Lashon Hara, he's being mevatel that mitzvah. Then he asks, from our Gemara, on Yuma Daf Yates on the base, Rava says, kol asach sichas chulin over ba'asei, shenemar v'dibarto bom v'loi b'dvarim acherim. And the Chafetz Chaim asks, why didn't Rava say that the asay that you're being mevatel is the asay of the shinatam levanecha? Why do you say v'dibar tobam? And he says that ein achanami. Of course you're over, you're being mevatel the asay of v'dibar tobam when you're speaking Lashon Hara and also when you're being sach sichas chulin. However, the Gemara wanted to find a mitzvah sasei that you're being mevatel b'yadayim. Meaning, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, when a person is being sach sichas chulin, yes, it's true that is being mevatel b'sheva al taisa, the mitzvah sasei of v'shinatam levanecha. But when a person is speaking sichas chulin of shor lashon hara, he's being mevatel the mitzvah sasei of v'dibar tabam apoyel. V'dibar tabam, person is mechuyiv now b'shas his dibur to speak in learning, to speak in Talmud Torah. When he goes ahead and he sach sichas chulin, is v'dibar tabam v'loi b'dvarim acherim, he's being mevatel and asei b'yadayim b'poyel mamish. That's what the Chafetz Chaim explains. The Dirshu Mishnah Brura actually brings from a Vayashav and a Sefer Baruch Yinashi. He wants to say that there's a nafkamina in which lav you're being over, how you're being over the lav. He says that the drasha of the Dibar Tabo Maloi Bidvarim Betelim is coming to teach us even in a situation where a person is not being over on the mitzvah saseh of not learning Torah. For example, he's being Mahar Baliba, he's thinking about Torah, he's thinking and learning. But at the same time, he's being Sach Sichas Chulin, he's only over the Asay, he's being Mavatel the Mitzvah Asay of a Dibar Tabam, but not the Mitzvah Asay of a Shinat Mavanecha, because he's thinking and learning. That's one Nafkamina. And he brings from Rav Kopelman another Nafkamina, when a person is walking in a place where he's not allowed to think and learning. He can't talk and learning, he can't speak and learning. It's a Mavoy Samet Tunafim. There also, is the Hechatimsa where he's not being mevatel the mitzvah saseh of v'shinyantam levanecha, rather only being mevatel the mitzvah saseh of the one that the Gemara brings of a dibar tabam v'loi b'dvarim acherim. There's also a Bircha Shmuel in Kiddushin, Simon Chav Zayin, where he says there are two dinim in Bittul Torah. One is just not learning, and the second one is being meser ha-Torah miliboy. And when a person is meser ha-Torah miliboy, that's Bittul Torah b'yadayim. And he says that our Gemara of Hasach Sichas Chulin, that a person is over and v'dibarta bom, that is the next level. That's where a person is being mevatel Torah b'yadayim. He says just not learning is a bitol asay, is bitol Torah. But when a person is being meser Torah miliboy, that is a bitol Torah b'yadayim mamish, and that's learned from v'dibarta bom v'loi b'dvarim etelim, which is very similar to what Chafetz Chaim was saying, that there's a bitul asay when a person is not learning, that's the bitul asay of a shinantam levanecha. But when a person goes ahead and speaks Dvarim Metalim or even Lashon Hara, he's also being mevatel the mitzvah sasay of a dibarta bom b'yodayim v'dibarta bom v'loi b'dvarim betalim. And he says, the Rebbe Ochber, that if a person is getting paid to be meser Torah miliboy in a chanami, he's not mevatel the mitzvah saseh that he has to learn at that time, because perhaps he needs the money, he's allowed to do that, and he's getting paid to do that. However, being meiser the Torah miliboy, that's another madrega, and that's also even if he's getting paid, because that's a bitol aseh biyadayim mamish. Have a wonderful day.